A lot of decisions are made from the heart, are made from love. Every decision is not made with mind. The logic said that you will burn in fire, but love said that my pleasure is in the pleasure of Allah. We tend to use logic and reasoning in many things of life. May Allah forbid, now we've even started to ask for logical reasoning behind many Islamic principles. People say things like, what is the logic behind this? What is the logic behind this ruling? What's the logic behind that principle? What is the logic behind the shares of men and women in inheritance? Why doesn't a woman have the right of divorce? Why only a man? What kind of logic are we running after? Just give me one simple reply. Leave every other logic on the side. All the Muslims who are listening to me in the world, have you seen Allah? No one has seen. We believe in the unseen. Allah is one. We've accepted this greatest of the facts. We've not physically met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, but we know he came. He's the last and final messenger. We didn't see Jibreel Amin bringing the Quran, but we believe that the Quran is the word of Allah which Jibreel Amin brought upon the heart of the Prophet. And it's an unparalleled book. We have not seen the Day of Judgment, but we believe that the Day of Judgment will arrive, and without this belief, our faith is not complete. We've not personally seen punishment or reward being given to a person inside the grave, but we believe that it's either a garden of paradise or a ditch of hell. After believing in so many news of the unseen, the news of the ghaib, these whispers are being infused in our minds that ask, what's the reason behind this ruling? What is the logic in it? My dear youth needs to understand this, that we are being moved away from the right track of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. We are believers. We believe in the unseen. We are to submit. We are to believe. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. We have the entire belief system of ours that we memorize, that we believe in the unseen. We believe in the Day of Judgment. We believe in all the prophets. We believe in all the heavenly books. But today, confusions are being caused and people are also getting confused because they also want to hear. Learn from Prophet Ibrahim. The work of fire is to burn. The fire is made to burn. But the love of Prophet Ibrahim declared that if this is the command of Allah, then I am pleased with it. And then what did fire do? Did it burn him? No, it did not. Listen to another couplet. What did? The poet of East, Dr. Iqbal, said that agar aaj bhi ho Ibrahim sa iman paida. That's the problem we have today. The level of iman has flawed. Agar aaj bhi ho Ibrahim sa imaan paida, aag kar sakti hai andaaz-e gulistan paida. Fire will become garden today as well, but first bring that level of iman. If iman like that which was displayed in Badr is adopted today, then help of angels will come today as well. The thing is that the level of iman is not the same now. So we need to understand this. We make so many decisions on the basis of calculator, like I will pay my zakat, this will reduce my wealth. And then we are encouraged further to give sadaqah as well. 2.5% is already difficult. And now you're asking me to donate more in the way of Allah. You narrate a hadith as well that your wealth will increase, but the calculator is telling me otherwise. Dear Islamic brothers, there's one calculator that me and you have, and then there's one calculator of divine mercy. Trust me, everything cannot be perceived through logic. And this is so evidently obvious that call an accountant, call a chartered